This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. And today, of course, we are joined by...
It's Jobs Friday!
Air Horn. Yeah.
It is indeed Jobs Friday, and today we learned that the U.S. economy added 250,000 jobs in October, and we also learned that wage growth continues to accelerate. In other words, this is a really good jobs report. The labor market's healthy, we're making some more money, but, as always here at The Indicator, we don't pay tons of attention to the monthly numbers. We kind of like to look at the longer-term trends in the labor market, see what's going on from a little bit of a higher perspective. And so for this Jobs Friday, we wanted to take a closer look at something that has been interesting us for a while.
Yeah, and it's about the bidding war for workers. So as more people keep getting hired, it means that companies that still need workers have to compete with each other.
Which sounds good.
Yeah,
for workers.
Exactly. And one obvious way that these companies compete with each other is by offering workers higher wages, higher salaries. And they are doing that. But what else are they doing to attract more workers? We've been reading so many stories about other things that some companies are doing, things like offering more vacation time or paying more in bonuses than in wages, or even paying down their workers' student loans. But we just haven't been sure what to make of those stories.
On the show today, what companies are doing, what they're not doing, and what they might be doing. We're still gathering evidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from SAP Concur. Employees can submit expenses from anywhere. It's how the best-run businesses make their expenses run better. SAP Concur. Learn more at concur.com/NPR. Support also comes from PayPal. When it comes to growing your business, PayPal is your trusted payments partner for today and tomorrow, processing over 25 million payments per day. Set up your business account for free at paypal.com/growth.
Okay, Cardiff, so we got some pretty solidly great news this Friday.
Tremendous jobs report, if we're being honest here.
Not to mention, in the past year, companies have raised wages more than they have in almost a decade. Finally, this was something that took a really long time to happen. But to understand what else companies are doing to attract more workers, we wanted to talk to somebody who's just really familiar with all of this jobs data. And that someone is Martha Gimble. She's the Economic Research Director at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
You remember the last time we spoke and you referred to your team as like the Avengers of labor market data?
Yeah.
Did you guys end up assigning each other like specific superheroes?
Listen, we're economists. Everyone on the team is Tony Stark. We all think we're right, and we feel really strongly about it.
Nobody wanted to be the Hulk?
You know, I don't think that anyone wanted to admit that they were ever that driven by emotion in their analysis.
I'll be the Hulk.
I'll be one more Stark.
Anyway, Martha says one thing companies are definitely doing, something that is definitely supported by the economic data, is that they are promoting their part-time workers into full-time jobs.
So right now, if you're an employer and you need to hire, you can go out, try to poach someone new, or you can take that worker who's currently working for you part-time and just offer them full-time hours without having to increase their hourly rate. And that's actually a lot of what we're seeing in the data right now, is that you're seeing these part-time workers who want full-time hours increasingly moving into full-time roles and actually increasingly moving into full-time roles at the company that they're currently at.
Rather than switching to another company that offers them a full-time job.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess that makes a certain amount of sense, too, because if the worker already has been with your company for some time and is working, say, 20 hours a week, well, giving that worker 40 hours a week means that you don't have to train the worker. That worker doesn't have to be introduced to the way the company operates. It's just easier.
Right, and hiring is expensive, and you can't know with perfect certainty ahead of time if someone you haven't worked with before is going to be the right fit for your company. So a part-time worker that you have at the moment is a great alternative.
We also wanted to ask Martha about other kinds of compensation that companies are offering to workers, besides wages and salary. For example, there's evidence that one-time bonuses have been rising faster than wages. And we've read about how some companies are offering, for example, more generous vacation time and other perks like that.
Yeah, and the reason we were curious about this is that we wondered if companies are trying to avoid paying their workers higher wages by offering more of those other benefits.
What really matters is not one small aspect of compensation, but what's happening with compensation overall. So are employers shifting into forms of non-wage compensation, like vacation, also bonuses, things like that. And if you look at the data, overall, that's really not happening. So we just got data on this week. And for private sector workers, wage and salaries are up 3.1%. But overall compensation is up about 2.9%. And that's been true for a while now. Compensation overall has been growing slightly slower than wages and salaries. So it really doesn't look like it's a story of employers shifting away from traditional wages and salaries that's holding back wage growth.
So yeah, companies are offering more perks, and some companies might even be offering workers better perks or higher bonuses instead of higher wages. But overall, those other perks are actually growing more slowly than wages are growing.
I feel like I'm on board with that. I mean, I'd rather have higher wages than like a company ping-pong
Give me the money.
Table. Give me the
Show
money.
Show me the money.
Frozen
Come on.
Yogurt machine.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no to a frozen yogurt machine, though. I'm going to say that right now. Finally, we asked Martha whether companies have been relaxing their traditional job requirements. So they're opening up a little as far as who they're going to hire.
There was some research that came out a while ago that said since 2012, the share of job postings requiring at least 3 years of experience have fallen by about a fifth. So employers do seem more willing to invest in developing and training workers than they have in the past.
Martha says there's some anecdotal evidence that companies have been willing to hire people with, for example, criminal backgrounds than they have been in the past. We don't know yet, though, just how much this is happening throughout the whole economy.
There's poor evidence about employment outcomes for people with criminal records. We don't collect that. But at Indeed.com, we can see what people are searching for. And searches for things like no background check, felony friendly, have doubled since the beginning of this year. So that does say that if nothing else, those workers are perceiving that the landscape is improving for them.
What about drug testing and other kinds of requirements that also historically have come with some job applications?
Yeah, so there we're still in the realm of anecdote. There isn't great data on that. That being said, you know, one of the places where we have seen a lot of improvement in the indicators is in the what we refer to as the prime age employment population ratio, so the share of the workforce between ages 25 to 54 with a job. And that's been going up. And so that does suggest that people who might have had a harder time in the past, like people who might have failed a drug test, are finding it easier.
And finally, there's some anecdotal evidence that companies are trying to hire more parents who left the workforce to raise children, especially because there's been a lot of public discussion recently about how hard it is for a parent to go back into the workforce after taking parental leave.
Right. And we have seen on Indeed.com increasing searches for things like flexible work, work from home. So companies who can appeal to those job seekers who do need that flexibility can possibly get some great hires.
So, to sum everything up, companies are giving their part-time workers more hours. Companies are not substituting benefits for wages. And there is anecdotal evidence rather than data-supported evidence that companies are relaxing their job requirements.
And finally, Cardiff, we have a shout-out today.
Oh, yeah.
To listener Gina Leggett. She tweeted at us that she was at a Big Frida concert, and apparently Big Frida uses an air horn in some songs. And when the air horn came on, Gina says she jumped up and yelled, Jobs Friday!
Oh, yeah.
And we love her with all our hearts. You know what I think this calls for? Airhorn has another gig.
What's unique about the human experience, and what do we all have in common? I'm Guy Raz. Every week on TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey through the big ideas, emotions, and discoveries that fill all of us with wonder. Find it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.